Yeah, it is, Peter. Hey, I suppose we came and we took a lot of confidence out of the Glenswally game last week. You know, we kind of felt we weren't that far away. Like, I suppose for the younger players, you know, it gives them another taste of what championship football is all about, you know. And I suppose when the game was there to be won, we went and won it. And hopefully now, you know, they can build on that. Like, I suppose we're still in the stage of rebuilding and whatnot. But, no, listen, we're delighted to get the 2 points on the board. That's what we wanted when we came here. And I suppose it was a home game. It was a must win for us. And we're glad we got the 2 points.
Yeah, and I suppose the clubs, there's a certain number of clubs that will probably be battling for to avoid the relegation spot rather than, you know, to be involved in the quarterfinals. Yeah. And, well, you know, a win can propel you up, but if you had to lose today, you'd be in a poor position.
Without a doubt. Like, we knew, like, listen, if we weren't going to win today, we knew we were going to be in a difficult position. Listen, we know where we are. We know, you know, we're miles away from, you know, from the top teams. Like, but, you know, I suppose it's important that we keep our senior status. Like, you know, we have 2 points now. Hopefully, maybe, you know, depending on the draw now, tomorrow night, the draw, you know, there'll be teams battling now for 2 points next week. So, you know, 2 points might do us, it mightn't do us. So we just have to, you know, get ourselves ready now for next week again.
And obviously goals made the difference today, and I think Patrick Reid was very sharp on the edge of the square, and Jamie Crawford was very good in probably setting up a couple of those, and then he scored one himself.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Paddy, he's a great set of hands on him, he's a great presence on him inside, you know, when the right ball goes inside. You know, even last week against Glenswally, we had goal chances as well. We didn't really take them last week, whereas we took them this week, you know. Jamie's, you know, exceptional footballer, you know, he has a great future ahead of him. He was probably our best player today, and he has been even, you know, the last two games as well. So, you know, he's a good player, and when he gets a chance, like, you know, he's going to take them, you know.
And your midfield and big Chugsy, Kevin McBurty, I think he had an exceptional game today as well.
Absolutely, same last week too, you know, when the game was there last week too, you know, when it was coming down the final stretch as well. Chugsy was, you know, and I know he missed the penalty, but he had an exceptional game last week as well. And this week, you know, he's one of the leaders of the team, and, you know, that's what we expect from him, you know. And like, he's playing well. Like, all the boys, they're all playing well, they're all trying really hard, hey, and, you know, they're training well, and you know, they deserve that win today, the younger players. Yeah,
no matter what draw you get, they'll be back at training with a smile on their face this week.
Absolutely, even this week they were training with a smile on their face. We felt we weren't far away last week, as I say, against Glenswally, and, you know, we came here with a lot of confidence. It was a home game, we knew we had to win it, we knew we had, you know, we were good enough to win that game. You know, there's teams that we can beat, like, you know, I suppose no fault to Dunlow would have been looking at us as one of the teams that they could beat too. You know, there's that couple of teams at the bottom there that, you know, can beat anybody on their day, and I suppose we were lucky enough that we got Dunlow, and we're lucky just to get the 2 points and get out of here, you know.